Segment 2. You're driving down the street when all of a sudden your cell phone rings. Because you're responsible, you take the call using your hands-free device, keeping both hands on the wheel. But is it still safe? There is growing concern that any cell phone use while driving is best avoided. John Smith reports.
Cell phones have been with us for over 20 years now. Despite their convenience, there are situations in which their use should be discouraged. One of these situations is driving. Although everyone will agree that texting while driving is undeniably hazardous, few people realize how dangerous simply talking on a cell phone while driving can be, even when you're using a hands-free device. For instance, our reaction time is 6 times slower when we're driving while using a cell phone with a hands-free device. But here's Kate Dawson, a researcher from the National Safety Council, with information that will make you think twice before using your phone while driving.
I'm glad we're starting with one of the worst myths regarding cell phone use and driving. The common belief is that when we use a hands-free device, thereby keeping both hands on the wheel, we can safely drive and talk on our phone. Research results are proving how far from the truth this is. In a recent experiment involving 20-year-olds, it was established that they have a reaction time of a 70-year-old when driving while using their phones. Another study from the Harvard Center of Risk Analysis estimates that cell phone use while driving contributes to 6% of U.S. crashes, which means 636,000 crashes, 330,000 injuries, 12,000 serious injuries, and 2,600 deaths each year. So now there is documented proof that any cell phone use while driving leads to accidents. And a 2010 study by scientists with the University of Utah found that speaking on your cell phone results in poorer driving performance than being legally drunk.
So what you're saying, then, is that driving while speaking on a cell phone is no different from driving while under the influence of alcohol. How does cell phone use incapacitate us from driving?
When speaking to someone on our cell phone, even with both hands on the wheel, our mind is concentrating on the person we're involved with. In a study at Western Washington University, a team of psychologists designed an experiment performed in the university's large central square. The researchers arranged for a purple and yellow-clad clown with a bright nose to ride a unicycle around an area where many students gathered. The scientists used trained observers working in pairs to watch three groups of walkers: those talking on a cell phone while walking, those walking alone, and those walking in pairs. After watching the walkers go past the clown's area, where he was highly visible, the observers spoke with the walkers and asked each of them the question, "Did you see the clown?" Only 25% of the cell phone users said they had. 50% of those walking alone noticed the clown. More than 70% of those walking in pairs said they saw the clown. It was found that individuals walking while talking on a phone displayed what researchers called inattentional blindness to a real-world situation. They were paying attention to their call at the expense of everything else going on around them in their immediate environment. When this happens while someone is driving, the consequences can be devastating.
So the message is clear. Just as you must never drive while under the influence of alcohol, it's best to ignore your cell phone when you're in the driver's seat. And perhaps lawmakers should consider making cell phone use while driving an offense like drunk driving.
What conclusion can be drawn from the program? What information is the talk apparently emphasizing? 43. What does the clown experiment seem to prove? What is one serious consequence of using a cell phone while driving? 45. Which statement would the speakers probably agree with?